How dangerous is a boomerang? And when I say boomerang, you're maybe thinking about the colorful ones, the ones that come back. Sorry. But what I'm actually referring to is hunting boomerangs. They've been used to hunt for thousands of years. They fly for hundreds of meters, and they hit stuff hard. And also, they don't come back. Hopefully. And so, I wanna figure out how boomerangs work. Make a lethal one, and then test the range and the damage against a bunch of different targets. The material I'm gonna use to make the boomerang is polycarbonate, which is a kind of plastic known for being incredibly tough. To demonstrate that, I'm hitting a polycarbonate panel with a 16-pound sledgehammer as hard as I can. And well, the first shot, I just wanted to test my face mask in a very dramatic way. So then I tried again. Still though, as you can see, polycarbonate is very good at absorbing energy, and that's mainly thanks to its ability to deform and then go back to its original shape. Is that thing, like, trying to fly? And after all that, it only has a few light scratches, but it's basically brand new. Moreover, polycarbonate is completely transparent, and I believe the boomerang is gonna look pretty unique because of that. If you've been following the channel, you know I already made a rough version of a sword out of polycarbonate, and besides all my design mistakes, like making it way too thick, the sword actually looked pretty good, and it worked pretty well as an axe. And so, by keeping a thinner profile compared to what I've used with the sword, I believe polycarbonate is gonna work very well for what I have in mind for the boomerang. Like, slicing and destroying stuff. Now, to pick the shape of my boomerang, I have to figure out how a boomerang works the way it does. I mean, if you think about it, it's just a piece of wood or plastic that somehow glides through the air and can even come back. Unlike a regular stick. So, how? After a bit of research, I found an article called Boomerang Theory and a few YouTube videos that explained exactly what I needed. I'm gonna try to keep it as simple as possible, but it's fascinating. It turns out a boomerang is basically two plane wings attached to each other. What I mean is that the cross section of the wings of a boomerang allows them to act as airfoils. And so, as they move through the air, the difference in pressure between the top and the bottom surfaces generates lift. Kinda like in a plane. That is why a boomerang is able to travel much further in the air than just a regular stick. And so, in terms of cross-section, I'm gonna go for a shape like this. But all that doesn't explain why normal boomerangs come back and hunting boomerangs don't. Basically, as the boomerang spins, the leading wing that moves in the direction of the throw generates more lift than the trailing wing that moves against it. And this creates torque. And if the boomerang was just flying in the air without spinning, it would probably flip because of the torque. But since it's spinning, the torque doesn't flip the boomerang, but simply makes it slowly turn and come back. Now, based on my research, and I'm only saying that because I'm not 100% sure, but I guess we'll find out, the reason why a normal boomerang acts like that, and a hunting boomerang doesn't, is the angle between the wings. A steeper angle between the wings reduces the lift differential between the leading wing and the trailing wing. And in that case, a boomerang creates just enough lift to stay airborne, but not enough to loop back. And so, based on that, here's the shape of the boomerang. I designed it in CAD, I printed it, and now I can just crop the shape out of a polycarbonate panel using the bandsaw. And the reason I made two boomerangs is because I'm pretty confident I'm gonna mess one up in the next step. So I'm gonna keep the bottom part flat, as it is, and shape the top part to act as airfoil, and also be kinda sharp. This is the hardest step of the process. Polycarbonate is actually quite hard to work with. It's pretty hard to remove the material, and if I just tried to increase the speed of the machine, the plastic would just melt. And so, it took a while. But I just focused on being patient, trying to keep the cross-section as consistent as possible throughout the length of the wings. And after a while, I was done. And here's how it looks. Bad. It looks kinda bad. It's okay though, because now, before thinking about making it look nice, I need to see if it actually works. Meaning, if it actually flies. The target is at about 40 meters. If it flies still there, it's a win already. Also, I thought the boomerang was not sharp at all, but before leaving the shop, I randomly tried to hit a box. And look at this. And it didn't hit hard or anything. Anyways, the first throw honestly surprised me already. And well, at least it works. And while I go get it, I want to tell you about Game of Thrones Legends, a brand new game they just released. If you're a fan of the show and you like games, you should definitely check this out. In Game of Thrones Legends, you get to team up iconic characters like Jon Snow or Rhaenyra Targaryen. And it's a puzzle RPG, which means you get to match gems to power up your characters and unleash their special abilities. You can collect and upgrade characters, pair them with their signature weapons, and take on battles. The visuals are great too. It feels like you're right in the middle of Westeros. It basically has that classic Game of Thrones feel, with a new twist. And so, if this sounds like your kind of game, you should definitely give it a try. You can download Game of Thrones Legends by clicking the link in the description or scanning this QR code you see right here on the screen. By downloading now, you're gonna get 50 gold, 3000 food, and a daily summon token to start your journey.
He broke the trunk! And the boomerang is perfectly fine.
The second throw kinda went the same way. Incredibly bad aim, but nice range.
No, that's insane, this thing flies.
I think it will fly for like, for 100 meters or something. For sure I gotta work on my aim, but this is a win, honestly. Last attempt.
And well, right now I'm thinking that I'm gonna lose the boomerang 100%, that my aim is embarrassing, and that I'm very excited because of how far it flies.
All right, that was a 73 meters flight, which is pretty insane. So I'll go back to the shop, I'll finish it, and tomorrow I'll test it against the targets.
To polish the polycarbonate, I need to first sand it with a low grit sandpaper and slowly work my way up to the polishing one. And after 1 hour, it's kinda starting to look like it. Then, to actually polish it, I'm buffing the boomerang using a buffing machine and compound paste. Right now I'm getting excited because it's starting to become transparent, and I think it's gonna look pretty cool. So now I just gotta refine the edges, and then it's gonna be ready. And when I say refining the edges, I don't actually mean sharpen it. This thing has an edge, but it's way too thick. Moreover, boomerangs are not actually meant to be sharp. They're meant to be pretty heavy objects, capable of flying in the air, and potentially delivering deadly blows. So I'm very interested to see how fast this thing can fly. What is the power in terms of, like, juice? And most importantly, what happens to the targets when I hit them? Anyways, the boomerang is ready for the test, and here's how it looks. I like the fact it's translucent, because you wouldn't see it coming.
But if it flies in the bushes like this, I would literally never find it.
Like, can you find it?
I wanna call it invisible wing, but it kinda looks like ice. So maybe ice wing. Alright, I bought a few different targets. The ballistic dummy is not looking great, but it's just dirt. The face is completely fine, so it's gonna be good enough for the test. Moreover, since boomerangs were also used for close range combat, for each target, I wanna measure the damage with both techniques. Throwing it, and then just swinging it.
The first target is a watermelon, and I wasn't really sure what was gonna happen, but I tried throwing as hard as I could from about 10 meters, and well, this happened. It destroyed it, and I don't think it was just an impact. I think the boomerang actually cut it.
Look at this, it's pretty clean. Interesting. Alright, I wanna try to use the same watermelon for the swing test, see if it actually cuts.
And even though, as you know, the boomerang is pretty thick, and it doesn't cut clean like a sword or a knife would, it definitely cuts.
Now I wanna try throwing the boomerang against the second watermelon, but filming this slow motion from the side. Let's see what happens.
In all that, my aim keeps being extremely bad.
It's the wind. That's the problem.
Yes, the wind.
Come on!
And so, because of the wind, it took me a few attempts to hit the watermelon.
I was literally like, into the target.
Anyways, this time the boomerang hit the target with the central part, which is the slowest and the thickest. And it still smashed it, but the cut wasn't really clean. The second target is a pineapple. And once again, the boomerang went through this one pretty easily. Both with the flying hit and also with the slicing hit.
Next, next is an aluminum can. Now, I'm very curious about this one because I have no idea if the boomerang is gonna just push it or if it's gonna actually cut it.
To be fair, it's also surprising I did not lose the boomerang yet. So far, I spent way more time in the bushes trying to find it than actually throwing it. Anyways, the first hit on the can has been a little weird. The boomerang damaged it, but I hit it in the strongest part of it.
So I wanna try again hitting it in the middle.
This time I got a very nice hit and the can basically blew up. So the boomerang clearly has power, but how much actually? To find that out, before moving to the last two targets, I wanted to measure the actual power in joules, knowing the distance between two poles, and finding the time it takes the boomerang to cross that distance, I found a speed of about 21 meters a second. And since the boomerang weighs 313 grams, it means it generates 69 joules, which is actually quite similar to the deadly slingshot I built a while ago. And so I moved to the last two targets, a soda bottle and the ballistic dummy. For the soda bottle, I tried hitting it from further away, and I actually hit it, basically right away.
Oh yeah. I get it. If I don't throw away everything I have and I put a little bit less power into it, it's pretty accurate. This was the second try.
This way, the boomerang left a deep scratch on the bottle.
And it wasn't even a clean hit, it just scraped the bottle.
But then I tried again from behind the target, and this time I hit it pretty hard.
Jeez, look at this.
And so, the last target is the ballistic dummy.
First I'm gonna try from far away, then I'm gonna get closer, and then I'm gonna just swing it. Alright.
Right away, I thought the first impact did nothing to the dummy, but then I noticed that the boomerang actually left a cut that wasn't there before. Then I moved closer to the target, and I threw as hard as I could. The first shot, I actually hit the table more than the ballistic dummy, but then the second shot, I hit it clean. And since the boomerang literally cracked the skull, I would say hunting boomerangs can definitely be lethal. Next, I'm gonna test the supersonic Nerf Blaster, shooting a bunch of different projectiles against a bunch of different targets and filming everything with the best ultra slow motion cameras in the world.
If you wanna see that, definitely subscribe if you haven't already, and thank you for watching.
Also, don't forget to download Game of Thrones Legends. By doing so, you're gonna receive a bunch of rewards so you can start your journey.